Ephesians last name is a Tariyar. First name is Shyam. Date of birth is November 4, 2022. Date of birth is July 1, 1967. Next referring physician is Miss I'm sorry, referring physician is P-O-U-R-Z-A-N-D. Again, P-O-U-R-Z-A-N-D-P-A, P-A at Tibercio Clinic, T-I-B-U-R-C-I-O, Tibercio Clinic. The next we have a chief complaint, eye twitching. Next we have history president, a 55-year-old male, kind of chief complaint of eye twitching. First, a majority of the history is provided by the sun. First, according to the sun, kind of patients intermittent right eye twitching. First, mostly the right eye and right cheek. First, it's been going on for the last 5 years. First, these twitching are not constant. First, they're intermittently. First, happen 2 to 3 times a week. First, denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. First, denies any diplopia. First, next paragraph. Past medical history, non-expert past surgical history, non-expert for medication, non-expert allergies, no drug allergies, things for social history. Patients married with 2 children. First off, patients a seams master, S-E-A-M-S-T, seamster, S-E-A-M-S-T-E-R. Patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs. Past medical history, non-expert for review system, please do not put a review system. Next for impression. A patient likely have right blepharospasm spasm and hemifacial spasms. From the description of the sign, the patient's intermittent right eyelid twitches and right cheek twitches. The first stuff happens about 2 to 3 times a week. It's been happening for the last 5 years. The first stuff, there are no other neurological symptoms. The first stuff, but. Yeah, first of all, it's for a condition. Explain to the son and the patient of the above diagnosis. And so, explain to the patient to text me a video when he had these twitches. The first time, explain to him to send the video to my phone. Also, explain to the patient the treatment options for this would include Botox injection. However, it all depends on how severe. His symptoms are and how frequent his symptoms are. First of all, from the description so far, if he only had the 2 to 3 times a week, I'm not so certain that he would be a candidate for Botox at this point. First up, a patient tells me that it does not bother him that much. First up, recommendation followed me in 2 months. First up, next up, but this marks as identification. Next patient. Last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S. First name is Season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Date of visit is November 11, 2022. Date of birth is August 31, 1988. Next referring physician is Mark Musco, M-A-R-K-M-U-S-C-O. Next number, Edward Lin, L-I-N. Next referring, dear doctors, after flash and see Season. Today, for initial evaluation for headaches. Next referring, chief complaint. A headache. An extra history present in administration is a 34-year-old female common chief complaint of headaches. At first time, according to her, common patient has been having headaches since childhood. Of course, she was diagnosed with migraines as a childhood. At first time, patient tells me that she would have a headache, comma. However, when she's pregnant, comma, her headache's gone away completely. First up, her headache is usually related to menstruation. First up, she tells me that during menstruation, comma, her headaches is usually worse. However, she's been having headaches every day for the last 2 months. First up, she wakes up with a headache every day. First up, she also has light sensitivity, nausea, vomiting with these headaches. First up, denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. First up, next forever. Past medical history, migraine headaches, next number, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, next number, breast reduction surgery in 2011, next number, permanent medication, Allegra, next number, Flonase, next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, next number, social history, patients married with children, 3 children, first up, patients unemployed, patient does not smoke, or first up, patient drinks alcohol in 2 to 3 drinks a month, or first up, patient does not use illicit drugs, next number, family history, father of heart attack, or first up, a sibling, have migraines. The next part of review system, patient's hair loss. The first step of patient's chronic chest pain. First step of patient's wrist and elbow pain. First step of patient's tingling numbness in the cheek. First step of next part of impression. Impression, the migraine headaches. The first step of patient's been having migraine headaches since a childhood. The first step of impression number two. Status migrainosis. The first patient has been having everyday headaches for the last 2 months. The first of, I think these are status migrainosis. The first patient will wake up with the headaches every day. First of, her headache is associated with nausea, vomiting, light sensitivity. First of, I believe that patient is going through status migrainosis. The first of, next paragraph. First of, she tells me that when she's pregnant, her headaches completely gone away. First of, explained to her that this is common for migraine headaches for this to happen. The first time is her condition. Explanation of the above diagnosis. Next number. I will give the patient a trial of Imitrex 50 milligrams once a day as needed to for migraine attacks. The first of, and some explaining patient if she's not tolerating to the Imitrex. If she has side effects such as chest tightness, palpitation, or short breath, I will prescribe her a Maxell to 10 milligrams once a day as needed to first time. I will also start a patient on the daily preventative medication, Topamax 25 milligrams once a night. Of course, I will explain to patients that this common side effects for that would include the tingling, numbness, and sleepiness, and drowsiness, the first step, and then mental fogginess. Next, our recommended patient follow with me on December 12, 2022, for seven. This marks at the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is a POTS, a POTTS, again, POTTS. First name is a POTTS. First name is a Carlyle, CARLYLES. Date of visit is November 11, 2022. Date of birth is June 19, 1954. Next paragraph, referring physicians, Jeffrey Weary. Next paragraph, to Dr. Weary, I have the pleasure to see Carlyle, CARLYLE, for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next reference to present in this patient is a 68-year-old male, common chief complaint of sleep apnea. The chief complaint of sleep disturbance. The first patient tells me that he was recently diagnosed with atrial flutter versus atrial fibrillation. First up, patient seen the cardiologist. The first up, patient was had a cardioversion. First up, patient seen an emergency on September 16, 2022. First up, patient was evaluated in emergency room. First up, patient has seen the cardiologist since then. First up, patient is currently in sinus rhythm, according to patient. First up, patient is in Eliquis. First up, demasinate stroke symptoms. First up, demasinate having phoresis, antibody sensory changes. So first up, but cardiologist want him to go out for sleep apnea. First up, patients usually go to bed at 1 a.m. First up, fix the patient about 30 minutes to 1 hour to fall asleep. First up, a patient wakes up at 9:30 a.m. First up, a patient has dry mouth. First up, patient wakes up with sleepy, tired, and fatigue. First up, patient needed to take a nap 1.5 hours per day every day. First up, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient frequently pick up drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting and active in a public place, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, lying down and resting in the afternoon when certain circumstances permit, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol. First up, next forever. Next paragraph, past medical history, atrial fibrillation versus atrial flutter. Next number, GERD. Next number, high blood pressure. Next number, high cholesterol. Next number, diabetes. Next number, enlarged prostate. Next number, arrhythmias. Next number, past medical history, right knee replacement surgery. Next paragraph, current medications, Eliquis, diltiazem, benazepril, rivastatin, omeprazole, metformin, tamsulosin, etodolac. Next paragraph. Allergies. Patients no known drug allergies. Next first social street patients married. First up, patients retired from BART, B-A-R-T. First up, patient does not smoke. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next up, family history. Parents have high blood pressure, heart disease. First up, the father has Parkinson's disease. Next for review system, patient's urinary urgency and frequency. First up, patient's knee pain. First up, next the part of impression, atrial fibrillation versus a flutter. First up, according to patient, the patient's diagnosis was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and rapid ventricular response on September 16, 2022. Kama went to the emergency room. Kama had a cardioversion the next day. Prostaphysian is a medical cardioversion. Prostaphysian has been seen cardiologist since then. Prostaphysian has been prescribed with Eliquis. Prostaphysian was told by the cardiologist to obtain a sleep study to make sure he doesn't have atrial fibrillation, to make sure he doesn't have sleep apnea, to obtain a sleep study to make sure that he doesn't have sleep apnea. Prostaphysian does have a snoring. Prostaphysian is overweight. Prostaphysian is at risk for sleep apnea. This river condition was scheduled patient for an overnight poison recovery study. Prostaphysian, this marks at the end of the patient. Next patient, last name. Patient's last name is H-U-Y-N-H. Again, H-U-Y-N-H. First name is H-U-O-N-G. Date of visit is November 11, 2022. Date of birth is April 8, 1948. Next referring physician is Clara Deep, C-L-A-I-R-E. First last name is D as in Dr. I-E-P. Next, M-D. Next referring chief complaint of stroke. Next referring history present in administration is a 74-year-old female. Chief complaint of stroke. Of course, the majority of the history provided by the daughter. Of course, according to the daughter, patient on October 30th, 2022, had a left side of weakness. The patient was found to have a stroke. Patient went to the hospital in St. Joseph Hospital in Stockton. Patient was hospitalized for 3 nights. Patient had brain MRI, CT scan, and echocardiogram. Patient was told that she had a small stroke. Her left arm was weak. However, gotten better since then. Patient's strength, left arm strength, significantly improved. Patient is getting a home physical therapy. Patient does not have any diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. This is the first time she's having a stroke. Patient is taking aspirin and atorvastatin. Next, the paragraph of past medical history. Stroke, next number high blood pressure, next number high cholesterol, past surgical history, non-inspiratory recurrent medication, amlodipine, atorvastatin, vitamin D, next number allergies, no known drug allergies, next number social history, patients married, patients retired, patients does not smoke, patients does not drink alcohol, patients does not use illicit drugs. Family history, brother had a stroke about 11 years ago and passed away. There's family history of high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Next, a review system, patient's urinary urgency and frequency, patient's joint pain, patient also have a muscle pain and aches, impression, the patient had a stroke, with left hemiparesis on October 30th of 2022. The patient was hospitalized in St. Joseph Hospital in Stockton. The patient had extensive workup at the hospital for 3 nights. The patient had a brain MRI, CT scan, echocardiogram. The patient was told that she had a small stroke. The patient was starting aspirin and atorvastatin since then. Next paragraph, her left arm. Strength has significantly improved since the stroke. Patient does not have any hemiparesis. Patient does not have any diplopia dysarthria. Condition. Explain the patient to above diagnosis. Next over. Recommend patient continue to take the aspirin 81 milligrams a day. Explain the patient common side effects include sleeping. Common side effect includes stomach upset to common GI bleeding. Next over. Continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Next over. Explain the patient and the daughter of the common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke at that moment, which included hemiparesis, hemiparesis saturation, just dysphagia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next number, the daughter will obtain the medical records, including the brain MRI from Stockton Hospital, and bring it to me for something. Explain the patient if she had any stroke symptoms, go to the nearest emergency room immediately for something. This marks at the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is next patient, last name is Barekzai. Again, Barekz is a zebra AI. First name is Sonia, Sonia. Date of visit is November 11, 2022. Date of birth is August 4, 1959. Referring physician is Dr. Gharagozlou. Next, we have Dr. Gharagozlou. I have the pleasure to see Sonia today for initial evaluation for carotid stenosis. And next, I've heard of a history-present illness, history-present illness, carotid stenosis. Next, for history-present illness, patient is a 63-year-old female, found she complained of carotid stenosis, of course, of a carotid artery stenosis. A majority of the history is provided by the daughter, first of all. According to the daughter, April 26, 2022, patient had left the carotid artery stenosis and had surgery, first of all. It was done at John Muir Hospital, first of all. At that time, the patient had minor stroke symptoms, such as slurred speech, and difficulty with speaking words. First of all, it was thought to be transient ischemic attack. First of all, a patient did not have any hemiparesis or hemiparesis sensory changes. First of all, however, since the carotid artery surgery done 6 months ago, she does not have any speaking problems anymore. First of all, patient is able to speak fluently now. First of all, she does not have any hemiparesis. First of all, patient was told to take aspirin. Patient was told to take the Plavix. That was 30 days after that. Patient didn't have any side effects from the medication. Next, for the past medical history, carotid artery stenosis, status post carotid artery surgery. Next, for diabetes, high blood pressure, severe depression. Next, for current medications. Aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. Zolpidem, nicotine patch, metformin, citalopram, pantoprazole, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day. Aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, allergies, patients allergic to Vicodin and penicillin. Next paragraph, a social history, patients widow with two children. First time patient is disabled. Patient smoked three cigarettes per day for 50 years. First time patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history. Father has stroke, heart disease, and kidney failure. For some mother, heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Next, for review system, patient's heartburn, acid reflux symptoms, joint pain, muscle pain, and depression. First time, next forever. Next paragraph. Next forever impression, the history of stroke. Was found to have carotid artery stenosis. The first patient had left carotid artery surgery in April 26, 2022 at John Muir Hospital. First of all, according to patient's daughter, the patient had a brain MRI after the surgery. According to the daughter, the patient has no more TIA symptoms after the surgery. Specifically, she does not have any dysarthria anymore. First of all, patient speaking much more clear now. First of all, according to the daughter, for some impression number two. A patient has history of sleep apnea. First of all, is not using the CPAP therapy. First of all, I explained to patients that she needs to use the CPAP therapy because she has history of TIA and stroke. First of all, I explained to patients sleep apnea can contribute to oxygen desaturation can contribute to stroke. And TIAs at first up and next of our recommendation. Excellent vision and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next of our recommendation, continue to take aspirin 81 milligrams once a day. Next number, atorvastatin 40 milligrams once a day. Next number, patients already finished the Plavix, of which she took about 30 days after the surgery. Next number, highly recommend patient to stop smoking. First up, excellent vision, the smoking is a risk factor for heart attack and stroke. First up, next number, also recommend patient to use the CPAP. Machine, a post op mix over. Also explained to them common signs and symptoms of acute stroke, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia, post op mix over. A post op mix over, I would like to also obtain a brain MRI, brain MRI angiogram, and neck MRI angiogram, to definitively evaluate for the carotid arteries. and to for the stroke as well for something. Some of this was the amputation and stuff like that.